This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إن الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأستغفره وأستهديه وأعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من بين خلقه وخليله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح لهذه الأمة وكشف الله تعالى به الغمة صلوات الله وسلامه عليه يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, there are more than 8 billion people on the face of this planet. And there's only one of you. You are the only one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for us to be here at this time, at this moment. Allah azza wa jal chose for some people to depart last year, and for those of us who are present today to survive and be here. Allah Azza wa Jal chooses for us every day. And what I want to highlight today or emphasize or remind myself and my beloved community members of is the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal chose us. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala chooses for us. And whatever Allah Azza wa Jal chooses is better. And in return, we have to ask ourselves, are we choosing Allah? You see, the odds of being, the odds of existing, the odds of you coming to this life and being alive, they're very thin. As a matter of fact, according to one researcher, it's 1 × 10⁻⁶,000. Think about it. So someone might tell you, oh, you are able to beat all these odds. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us, chose you to be here and to live at this particular, in this particular period, at this particular time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for each and every single one of us to occupy this space and this time that we're occupying. And our presence here is temporary. It's not permanent. We may every now and then fool ourselves, especially when we fill out an application and it asks us about your permanent address, and we put what we think is a permanent address. And no one has a permanent address on this planet. The only permanent address, it would be a place that we won't even know or choose. It's a particular plot at a particular cemetery that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. So our arrival to this world was chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so is our departure. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us choices and options. And every day you and I are presented with opportunities. Knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you, every now and then you are tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to see whether you choose Allah or you choose something else or someone else. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran says, وَاللَّهُ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ rather. Allah says, وَرَبُّكَ in Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 68, and your Lord creates and chooses whatever He wills. He's the one that chooses. It's His will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا كَانَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ in reality, the choice is not theirs. Subhanallah, glorified and exalted is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. And He is way high above what they associate with Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What they ascribe to Him, what they attribute to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Azza wa Jal informs us here that He is the one that chooses us. So how is a believer that really loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and comes to realize that Allah Azza wa Jal has chosen him or her, how is this person supposed to express their gratitude and appreciation for this choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for them? First and foremost, is to accept the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to accept this gift, and to accept this choice. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the prophets that He chose, subhanahu wa ta'ala, be it Adam, Ibrahim, Nuh, Musa, Isa, or Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were told that they were chosen. And they were told why they were chosen and what they were chosen for. And they accepted. And in spite of the fact that they knew it was going to be very challenging, in the case of Musa alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed him of his mission and what he ought to do, Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as to how he's supposed to face this very heavy and very serious burden. What am I going to say to them? You know, there are all these offenses. There's this offense that they could hold against me. I've killed one of them. I left Egypt as a fugitive. They can dig up a lot of stuff on me. I have a record. What am I going to do? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa and his brother Harun that they should proceed and that they should remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا تخافا, do not be afraid. إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى, for I will be in your company listening and watching. And this reassurance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. Musa alayhi salam, it took him some time and more experiences and willingness to sacrifice and put his own safety and the safety of his brother on the line to be able to reach that level of certainty and serenity. So when Musa alayhi salam went and confronted Fir'aun, there were times where Musa alayhi salam felt fear. He was afraid for his own safety, or he was afraid for his mission. And each time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reassured him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him victory, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed him the truth. What Musa alayhi salam did was that he chose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every step of the way, Musa alayhi salam chose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He put Allah azza wa jal first. He put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before his own safety, or what people think to be safety. Because this is one of the tricks of shaitan. Maybe we'll address this issue later. People don't want to risk anything. They don't want to risk their own physical safety. They don't want to risk their careers. They don't want to risk their income. They don't want to risk anything. They think they're going to get in trouble if they speak the truth, if they stand up for the truth. They think they're going to get in trouble. And they're not willing to put any of these things on the line. They're afraid. And in some cases, genuinely afraid. So Musa alayhi salam did whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to do, and he chose Allah azza wa jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him victory. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, this choice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for us, when Allah azza wa jal chose us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is a covenant between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is an agreement, there is a contract, if you will, between us and Allah azza wa jal. So just like those who claim to be chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so are we. Individually and communally, we are chosen by Allah azza wa jal. Everyone is chosen by Allah. But that choice comes with conditions. So says the Old Testament and the New Testament and the Final Testament. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses you, there's a condition. There are terms to this choice. So the question that you have to ask yourself, the question that I want to answer for myself, and I would love for you also to answer that question to yourself, is now knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen me, that I came to this life by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I was meant to be, am I going to choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I choosing Allah azza wa jal every day? Am I putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, am I accepting this, first of all? And am I putting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before and above everything? Before and above my family? Before and above my career? Before and above what I think is my future? Because we know for sure, the only future that is certain is our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran says, as for the one that fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and prepares for his meeting with Allah Azza wa Jalla, then for them there is security and there is promise of Jannah. Allah Azza wa Jalla said that in multiple places in the Quran. فَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. So my dear brothers and sisters, choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every time you face a challenge, every time you find yourself in a dilemma, every time you are tempted, choose Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you slip and you make the wrong choice, return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for Allah azza wa jal accepts anyone that comes back to him. I say this and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins and to make us of those who listen and follow the best of where they listen to. Aqulu hadha al-qawl wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiruhu yaghfir lakum innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses to test some of us with fortune and others with misfortune and others with a combination of both. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for some of the best people on the face of this planet, our brothers and sisters who are standing their ground in that beautiful land called Palestine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for them over the past several weeks now to endure and deal with a level of brutality I personally have not witnessed and seen before. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept those whom Allah azza wa jalla has chosen to depart this miserable world. It is miserable. A world that witnesses what is happening right now and fails to do the right thing is a miserable world. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for some of them to depart. May their departure grant them eternal peace and bliss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them amongst the martyrs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose for them to depart. And Allah azza wa jalla in the Quran tells us, وَيَتَّخِذَ مِنْكُمْ شُهَدَاءَ. Allah azza wa jalla chooses and takes some of you to be shuhada. And this is something that many people who don't understand this concept of iman, they don't understand it. They don't understand why someone will choose to be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't understand it. Because they're stuck in this dunya. They can't think beyond this. So they don't comprehend this. They don't comprehend how someone, you know, in our seerah we have a companion that as he was being stabbed, and as he realized that he's dying, he looks up, and then God knows what he saw. He smiles and he says, "Fuztu wa Rabbi al-Ka'bah." I have triumphed by the Lord of the Kaaba. So only a person that understands iman, only a person that has yaqeen, and only a person that believes in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will understand this. I'm not even saying, because for those people who have witnessed this, they experience it. It's no longer a matter of just accepting the concept. No, they have experienced it. It's ayn al-yaqeen. So for them, but for those of us who have not witnessed this, we're seeing it. It takes really a believer that believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his promise. And how Allah azza wa jalla in the Quran told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comforts the believers. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. That those who believe in Allah, they say Allah is our Lord, and they keep themselves on the right path. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The angels will descend upon them. The scholars said at the moment of death, when the angels come to them, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. That you should not be afraid, nor shall you grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. And they give them the glad tidings of Jannah. So when the believer, as he or she depart this world, they see that, of course they're going to be cheerful. And they're going to be looking forward for the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we read this in the stories of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were caught at the last moment right before their death. Someone was having a conversation with them, and those individuals that had that conversation with them, they conveyed that message to us. Like Sa'd ibn Rabi' radiallahu anhu arda. Or like Anas ibn al-Nadr radiallahu anhu arda. And many others that people were conversing with as they were dying. Or Khubayb ibn Adi radiallahu anhu arda. Many stories in the seerah. And now that we see examples of that happening in front of us, it doesn't surprise us, it doesn't shock us. But some people don't understand or comprehend this. So it's a choice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those people made their choice. They made a bargain with Allah azza wa jalla. Now, what are the rest of us going to do? That's a question that we have to ask ourselves every day. And we cannot stop asking ourselves this question. And one of the things that we ought to do is you have to do everything within your capacity. You have to continue to resist. You have to continue to refuse to be silenced or intimidated. You have to continue to fight for this cause, for the cause of justice. You cannot stop every day. I was reading a post earlier today about a person, you know, who single-handedly went and protested during the Vietnam War. Every single day he would, you know, light a candle, stand in front of the White House, and protest by himself. Every single day. And when he was asked why he would do something like this, because this is worthless, it's not going to change anything. And his response was that, I'm not trying to change anything. I know that me lighting up one candle, standing here, protesting, is not going to change much. What I'm trying to do is, I'm trying not to change myself. I'm trying to maintain my humanity. I don't want to change. So that's a question, you know, that's what we need to do. You cannot change. You cannot get used to it. You cannot just accept it and, you know, wish to move on. Because some of us are getting tired. Some of us don't want to talk about it. Some of us want it to end so that we can move on with our lives. There are some people who will not be able to move on with their lives. Individuals that lost every single one of their family members. People who witnessed these things. It's going to stay with them until the day of judgment, till they stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there's no moving on for them. So we cannot have that kind of mindset. And now we have witnessed it, we're part of it, there's no moving on. We should not forget this. Even if this ends, we should not forget this. So continue to do whatever you've been doing, and if you can do more, do more. Do everything within your capacity to speak up, to resist, to object, until these atrocities come to an end, and until those responsible for it are held accountable. In this life, or in the next, they're going to be brought to justice by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the same time, continue to make dua and pray for everyone. And today, I want you to pray for someone very special. He's special to most of us here in the community that know him, and he's very special to me, personally. Because he's one of the few that never failed me whenever I asked him for something. He was someone that was willing, and I look forward, inshallah ta'ala, for him to come back, inshallah. He was someone that was willing to do whenever we asked him to do something for us, anything, volunteer to do anything, he was there. He was very reliable. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him full recovery, that he comes back to us, inshallah ta'ala, better and stronger than he was. So please keep in your dua, keep one of our youth here. He's the president of the MSA at Rose College, Muadh Khan, the son of our dear brother Irshad and our dear sister Rabia. Please keep him in your dua. He's in a coma. The last update that I received is that inshallah ta'ala, we're hoping that he will recover bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So, and this is something that was really devastating for me to hear about when I was in Umrah, and it hasn't been the same for me. Subhanallah. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure him and to give him full recovery. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give him shifa, you know, shifa and a healing that leaves behind no pain and no damage and no suffering. Allahumma shfihi wa afihi ya rabbal alameen. اللهم اشف عبدك معاذ شفاء لا يغادر سقما ولا ألما اللهم رب الناس أذهب عنه البأس واشفه أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاؤك شفاء لا يغادر سقما ولا ألما اللهم أعده إلى أهله وإلى ذويه سالما آمنا معافا مطمئنا يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أبرم لأمة الإسلام أمرا رشدا يعز فيه أهل الطاعة ويهدى فيه أهل المعصية ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر اللهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم أنزل السكينة على أهل غزة اللهم أنزل السكينة على أهل غزة اللهم ثبت المرابطين في بيت المقدس اللهم عجل لهم بالفرج يا رحمن يا رحيم اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا اللهم انصرهم نصرا مؤزرا اللهم عليك بمن بغى عليهم اللهم عليك بمن بغى عليهم اللهم انصر من نصرهم واخذل من خذلهم واعف عنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا واعتدلوا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات كانت لهم جنات الفردوس نزلا خالدين فيها لا يبغون عنها حولا قل لو كان البحر مدادا لكلمات ربي لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي ولو جئنا بمثله مددا قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters, I normally don't mention names, but the reason I mention Muaz's name is because he's very special. I tell you why he's special. There isn't a time where we actually needed him, except that he was there. Whenever we needed him, he responded. So now that he needs our dua, I think we should all respond, inshallah ta'ala. So I want to urge you again to, inshallah, keep him in your dua. Again, for those of you who don't know, again, my information may not be very accurate. My understanding is that he had a sudden brain hemorrhage that basically led to him being in a coma for the past almost week. No apparent cause or reason. He was having a conversation at Sheikh Yasser Al-Qadi's house with a group of his friends when he all of a sudden started showing symptoms of a bleeding in the brain, and he was transferred to the hospital, and he has been in a coma ever since. So please keep Mu'adh in your dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him full shifa. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. It's difficult to make this announcement right after this, what Sheikh just said. However, I do have some exciting news for you guys. The exciting news is that tonight, here at MIC, the Friday night bazaar is back. Okay, so if you guys remember, we had multiple vendors, multiple food vendors, stores like shops, and the likes are back. It'll be in the Naseem Banquet Hall in front of me, behind you guys, from 6 to 9 p.m. So bring lots of cash, bring your children, bring your kids, bring your family. I saw the vendor list, and mashallah, there's like 30 plus vendors. Lots of food vendors, lots of clothing. There's a few items from Palestine, etc. That's happening 6 to 9 tonight. Also, another exciting news is that this doesn't happen to Memphis a lot. However, alhamdulillah, we were able to manage a large group of scholars to come here in town. It's called the Miftah Circle. Anchored by the Quran, will be on Sunday, January 21st. So 2 weeks from now, on a Sunday, from 3 to 8 p.m. Mashallah, we have about 6 different scholars that are coming from out of town, including some of our own. And they'll be talking about the Quran and anchored by the Quran. So the likes of Mufti Abdul Rahman, Wahid, Dr. Haifa Yunus, Ustad Ubaidullah Evans, Sheikh Muhammad Al-Masmari, Imam Khalid Latif, who you guys know probably by now. So that's happening 2 weeks from now. Registration is available, so please do that. Going back to the theme of Palestine, so there's a children's shoe display and silent march, peaceful march for Palestine tomorrow, January 6th, from 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. at Robert R. Church Park, 191 Beale Street. As well, for those that want to get involved in the overall volunteering and other things that are coming up for Ramadan, we'll be sending out some messages. So please help us sign up to volunteer and make this Ramadan go as smoothly as possible. Make that happen, inshallah ta'ala. And we'll see you tonight, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.